Mugabe turns 93 and vows to rule on despite health fears. Tendai Marima, researcher journalist, I Cover Africa, mainly published by Al Jazeera, The Daily Vox, and The Global Observatory, live from Harare. Tendai, good day to you and welcome to the program.
Hello, thanks very much for having me on your show.
Thank you for joining us. Zimbabwean leader turned 93 today. Is he confirmed as the world's oldest leader currently?
Yes, he has been confirmed because he's older than some of the oldest rulers, like the King of Tunisia and the Queen, who are just I think about a year or two younger than him. So he is the oldest head of state at the moment.
You were at the celebration event. How's the mood amongst the people attending and the country in general?
Okay. Well, there's been a lot of hype in terms of there's been a lot of advertising about it. There's been a lot of talk about it on the radio, advertising in the newspaper, and there's been a lot of efforts towards fundraising for this. I think in terms of how the general population feels, I think people are quite ambivalent about it because it's something that happens every year, you know. Even though we're in a difficult period right now, it's the must that the president will have his annual celebration, and that's it, you know. So I think sometimes people are indifferent because they're so used to it. But at the same time, because of the popular location that's been chosen this year, it's a bit of a controversial location because of the history in terms of previous conflict and violence that occurred in the 1980s. So, you know, there are a lot of feelings of bitterness as well. So it's a bit of a mixed one. Of course, no one will openly show feelings like that.
Now, what about the issue with regards to his failing health? Will that in any way deter him from continuing to rule the country?
In terms of his health, well, he is determined to rule until his party decides it's time for him to go. In terms of his health, well, he said that he would like to live until he's 100 years old. And so, you know, now he only has 7 years to go. So I guess he's determined to continue.
He has been quoted as saying that Donald Trump reminds him of a younger version of himself. Is that statement in itself a worrying one for Americans?
Okay. I'm not sure to what effect his exact words were, because the interview in which he speaks is quite a long one, you know. And what he has said about Trump is that, you know, he doesn't know him, but he says, you know, we should give him time. And because he likes his policy of America, Mugabe has said that we agree with that. We want a Zimbabwe for Zimbabweans, you know. So in a sense, you know, for Zimbabweans, I guess it would be worrying that someone like Mugabe and Trump would resonate together, because it sort of, you know, shows a certain kind of, I guess, you know, view that may not be as democratic or as liberal as one might expect. But I think for Americans, I think what guides them is that there are a lot of structures in place that would ensure that if, for example, Donald Trump was to pursue a very extreme or hostile policy, there are certain checks in the system that would ensure that he wouldn't be able to do that. Whereas in other countries, you don't have procedures and the rule of law to that effect.
Now, you spoke about the mood and the reception towards, you know, his birthday celebration. The fact that $2.5 million is spent on Mugabe's birthday party with opposition slam event as a waste of money. Doesn't Zimbabwe have more pressing concerns than a multi-million dollar party?
Yes, I think Zimbabwe certainly does, especially because last year was such a tough year for the country economically, and this year in itself does not look very good, and it hasn't been done on a very good note, because again, we're still struggling. Civil servants are still struggling to get paid. Doctors, you know, they just, you know, had a strike last week, and, you know, I mean, we're still going through the same economic problems. So, I mean, if the government had prioritized something else, then I think people might have been, you know, less critical. And if, for example, I don't know, I guess a party like ZANU-PF would argue that no, the money was not only raised through the state, but it was also raised through our own party efforts, you know. But, I mean, even for the party itself, you know, it can't keep squeezing money out of private and public individuals or resources in order to sustain itself.
Now, Mugabe blazingly says that Zimbabwe has no replacement for him. Is he right? And why is this the case?
Okay. Well, what he said is that he won't appoint a successor, and he won't train a successor. And he said that a successor will be groomed by the people. This is what he said in his most recent interview. And he goes on to say, the people should choose someone who has knowledge and is wise and, you know, just pick up the good qualities that one might expect in a leader. But clearly, you know, it's something that he's really not willing to talk about. And, you know, he wants to leave it in the hands of his party, as he says. You know, I guess, you know, the mystery is something that he's always wanted to maintain. You know, the secrecy around who will succeed him is a question that's very intimately linked to his own death. So I think perhaps, you know, it might also be a difficult thing for him to think about.
Yes, interesting times, undoubtedly. Thank you very much for your time on Radio Islam.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.